Blog Talk Radio. All right. It is a new month, March 1, 2021, a new month, first day of the month, and it's Monday. I hope your weekend has been good and holy, and God has been good to you. Thank you. Another month, and it's March. Amen. Amen. Before I get into the word, I want to say that Elder Ronnie is doing very well and recovering very good. And I just want to say that he's doing great. And Michelle has been lifted off her 14 days of being inside for COVID. They're both doing great. They're doing fine. God bless you. And me, I had my first COVID shot Saturday. Yes, I did. Amen. God is good. I'm doing well. I'm doing fine. My topic for today is caring for future generations, coming from Numbers 16:7. Well, not that. Oh, no, not 16:7, but Numbers, chapter 36. Verse 7. My God. I guess the Numbers want me to go through those verses I just mentioned. But this one, Numbers 36, chapter 36, verse 7. Name of the territory land may pass from tribe to tribe, for all the land given to each tribe must remain within the tribe to which it was first allotted. Numbers chapter 36, verse 7. In the New Language Translation, or the NIV, or King James Version. Amen. If you ever read any of Jane Austen's masterpiece, you probably picked up one fact that inheritance of land and estate was always one of the primary issues facing each family, particularly single daughters who had no right to inherit. Keeping the land in the family was key, for the stability of the family depended on the ownership of land and home. The same was true in ancient times, dating back to the Israelites. When God gave instructions for the allotment of territory in the promised land, he added a very interesting note. All of the territory given to a particular tribe must remain within that tribe. To that end, God also made a special provision for men who had only daughters. For those daughters, God commanded, let them marry anyone they like as long as it is within their own ancestral tribe. That's Numbers 36:6. The Lord wanted to ensure the people had stability, not just for a moment, but for generations. God cares about your future generations too. In fact, he's already made spiritual provisions for them through the blood of his son, Jesus. And said, Father, thank you for caring about your children enough to ensure our stability for this generation and many more to come. Amen. That is my topic, caring for future generations. And to go a little bit more further, you must teach your children, whether they're children, your grandchildren, nieces, nephew. They are the future generations of this earthly world. And make sure you equip them with Bible knowledge and understanding, because God is love and God first loves you. Amen. That is my word for today, caring for future generations. Amen. You go back into Numbers 36:7. I mentioned other scriptures too in Numbers. If you care to reference that too, you can. If you're in the Bible, as most people say they are. But anyhow, God bless you. Happy Monday, March the 1st. Hey, it's the beginning of a new month, beginning of refreshing. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and I have another word of encouragement for you on Wednesday. God bless you.